It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. Now, you remember that wonderful songstress that I had him and me called Truth Ann, real name Ruth Ann, but she joins me on the line because she has been nominated for a Grammy. Yes, you absolutely, I'm so delighted for you. You've been nominated in the category Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. You've got a song on there along with John Legend. And this is like, you are now a Grammy nominated songwriter. But about time, like.
I mean, listen, it's been a goal of mine since I was a child. To have any fraction of anything to do with the Grammys, it's always been my goal. So when I saw John Legend, you know, that it was nominated and I'd written the song and everything like that, I was like, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. And I always said I wouldn't actually go to the Grammy Awards until I was nominated, so I'm going this year.
January 25th in the Staples Centre, I just want to see you and the Cranberries rock home with Everton. And the funny thing this is that looking at your career, Ruth Ann, right, you and I have spoken about this several times. So for anyone that has only been introduced to Ruth Ann, you can check out that this is Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann has done so much for the music industry worldwide. Like, I mean, you've written for Grammy winners, you've written for Britney Spears, Grammy nominees, Bebe Rexha, with Garrix, In the Name of Love. Yeah. Like, I mean, you've been working with these people for years and years and years, and now, finally, it's your turn to stand up, and I like this, you know?
Oh, thank you. No, it's so important, and it was so amazing to see the Cranberries get a nomination as well. It's just good, you feel good for your country when, you know, you see a bit of Irish on there. It's like, yes, come on, we're doing it. There's so many talented songwriters and singers from our country, so it's just nice to kind of get a bit of Irish in there at the Grammys. And John, you know, I wrote the song with John Legend, just the two of us, and it's just so cool to, it's, you know, a day of your life that you spend writing a song, and then it can go on to be, you know, part of a nominated album, and it's with, you know, Michael Bublé and Andrea Bocelli and everyone. So it's kind of crazy that to be in company like that. It's just, you know, even just to have written the song with John Legend was enough. Do you know what I mean?
Is it, in fairness, like, you've earned this. I mean, it's not as if you haven't been doing this. Like, you know, after 17 years of age, moving off out of the country, you've worked really hard. You know, you grafted hard. You were on the breadline for a while, broke in LA, singing with wedding bands, and now a culmination to this. I mean, I have to say this, right? Even when you look at that song, No Place Like Home is the song, if anyone wants to check it. I'm going to play a clip of it. Have a listen to this.
No place like home.
There's a lyric in there that I absolutely love. We're snuggled up inside, we got love with us. It's a good Christmas, because there's no place like home at Christmas time. Is that not the most Irish sentiment of Christmas? It's like, yes, I get snuggled up.
It's so funny. Yeah, well, when we were writing it, I came in with the title, There's No Place Like Home. I said, what do you think of this title? And he kind of had a melody started by the piano. And we both were going, now, what do you do at Christmas? You know, let's talk about what you do at home at Christmas. And he was saying that him and Chrissy, whenever they've not spent Christmas at home, they've always regretted it, and they've always preferred that. You know, when you go away sometimes for Christmas, they always have preferred it at home. So it really hit home with him. So he was like, I love that title. Immediately started talking about, you know, snuggling up by the fire and watching old movies. So if you listen to the song, it's literally our conversation of us talking about what we do at home. He was like, you know, cooking up a feast and like watching the movies. And so it's just great.
No, I'm loving it.
I'll be recognized.
It's just one of those songs where it's just really, yeah, it does make me feel like there is no place like home. And particularly because of the team that's there and it being in Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, that's exactly where it is, and you own that space. Now, before we go, Matters of the Heart, I want to give it a mention because this is, to me, you know the film The Notebook? This is the notebook of love albums to me.
I love that.
Well, we said it, there's three sections in it. Heartbreak, then there's the hope section, then there's the love section. It takes you through the rigmarole of what real love is all about. And I'm a diehard romantic. I will tell you straight out that
I love this.
Yeah, but as you listen,
when a man admits this.
You know when you see a man crying, some people, like when you're younger, you have this perception that, you know, oh, a real man doesn't cry. No. But you know a man is a real man when he's crying,
When he sheds that tear, you're like, you know what, you're a real man. Because you don't need to be afraid to cry. Everyone cries.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing that's in there. But particularly with this, I love the way it starts, first of all, with the heartbreak, because that's where we all start. And then it goes to the hope that you're going to find something, and then there's love. And if you haven't checked out this album, there is some beautiful, beautiful songs in here. Move Me, just the last line in the album, I said this before, The Way You Move Me. I mean, is that not it? Is that not what everyone's looking for?
Yeah, so that's what, if you like an album that kind of doesn't stay stuck in depression, because it goes from heartbreak to love, so it does end happy, and there is kind of wedding-y, you know, love songs at the end. So I think it really was the journey throughout my 20s, and I feel like everyone goes on that journey, you know. So the album is just full of like soulful pop, you know, numbers and some very singer-songwriter type, you know, ballads. And so, yeah, it's, and actually the vinyls are up now. The vinyls have just arrived. They were on pre-order. So if you did order one, it's coming to you now. But the vinyls are up. So if you want to have a vinyl for Christmas or get it for a loved one, you can go to my website, thisisrutan.com, and get some merch.
Definitely the place to check it out. I also have to encourage people to check out your Instagram and your Twitter at This Is Ruthann, because you like there's some lovely things on there, like the video Honest Man, that's all I'm going to say, and like your heart, hand in your heart. I'm no, you're really proactive on there, so listen, fair play. I will be keeping an eye on there. I will be sending you good luck wishes for January 25th, and bring it home. Baby, bring it home.
Thank you, and I'll be sending you a vinyl for Christmas for all your amazing support.
Oh, you're a legend. Well, listen, do you know what I'm going to go with now? I'm going to play your version of Waterfalls, recorded here in Today Woo! FM, nominated for Record of the Year and Best Pop Performance at the 38 Grammy Awards, performed by TLC, who took home 2 awards that year. And you know something? It wasn't a patch off the version you did of it here. Here it is, Ruthann on Today FM.
Thank you. Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in a jam, she'll be by his side. But he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. Yeah, but all the praying just ain't helping at all. He can't seem to keep himself out of trouble. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gut. Listen to me, don't go chasing waterfalls. Be sick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Oh Lord, seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many stars have come and gone, leaving a trace, and not one God given ray. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away. Still don't praise him for the sunny days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new, clear and blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, though my lonely cries. My only bleeding hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain, and a kiss in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting cane into your own vein? What a shame, you shoot a name for someone else's brain. They claim the insane and name the state in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system's got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations, then hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me and you. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please sit on the rivers, it's the rivers that you serve. You're gonna have it your way, or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. I know you're moving too fast.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Please sit on the rivers, the rivers that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way, or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. I know you're moving too fast.
Fergal Darcy, Today FM.